And welcome to the Dialogue Tree. I am your host, Roger Reichert, and today I have a very special guest. I have Yossi Lukainen. He is the CEO and founder of Platonic Partnership. Welcome, Yossi, to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So, Yossi, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into game development?
Well, actually, I have always wanted to make games.
Yeah.
I just recently visited my parents' home where I grew up, and I found this notebook in which I was doing this, designing my first strategy game or some sort. I think I was like 8 years old.
Wow.
It's really fun to go through that. But actually, I remember, so I have always loved games. I wanted to develop games in a professional sense too. And previously, before we started the company, I was working I was running the business incubator for the universities in this area. And I was also coordinating the local game cluster, I was trying to put the west coast of Finland in the game development map, in a way.
Yeah.
And I was also, I started the local IGDA hub, and I was also really trying to activate people to show there what kind of games they are developing, because I knew a lot of people who were developing games as a side job or as a hobby. I wanted to bring those people out and in the same place and start talking with each other, and that's basically how I got started.
I should have mentioned that your development studio is located in Finland.
Yeah. West coast of Finland.
Is there a lot of development studios in Finland?
Actually, there are quite many. I think Finland is there are like 200 something studios, but most of them, I know it's a bit, but we are like a relatively small country, and most of the studios are really small. But of course, we have these large names like Supercell and Rovio and Remedy. These larger studios, but most of the studios are really like a small one or two people, these small indie type of studios.
Nice. And so you started thinking about games at the age of 8. What kind of games did you play when you were younger too?
Well, the typical, I had a Sega Mega Drive. So okay. that was my thing, and most of my friends had Nintendo, so we were always competing with Sega, Nintendo, which one is better, kind of a thing.
Nice. So you're the CEO and founder of Platonic Partnership. I found that name really interesting. Can you tell us more about the meaning behind the name of the studio, and tell us the philosophy behind your studio as well?
Yeah, we develop narrative-driven game. That's our thing. And the idea behind the name of the studio, it started partially as a joke, because we were thinking about when we were starting the company, we were talking about the name, and we were just, okay, it's going to be a partnership. Somebody said, are we a platonic partnership? Sure thing, yeah. They kind of stuck the name. But in a sense, there's also a deeper meaning behind that, because in our logo, there's this guy who's, you can say it's a plateau in a logo, and we have all this kind of philosophy that we want to build games that stand the test of time. We want to make sort of games that serve or deliver some sort of a deeper meaning we want to make build games that are fun to play, of course, but we want to deliver this sort of different or several layers. We want to make sure that all our games have like several layers in them, so that people will get something else out of them just besides the fun.
Interesting. Yeah, and I mean, that kind of leads us right into the discussion of the game that I want to talk about today, is Lydia. It's an award-winning visual novel that is coming to the Nintendo Switch. It's out right now on PC and mobile. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, mobile version is only available in Finland at the moment.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because in Finland, it was published by the Finnish National Alcohol Monopoly.
Hmm.
They used it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they want to, or they use the game as their part of their, because it's a government-owned monopoly. They use the game as part of their, they have this mandatory thing that they have to prevent alcohol-related abuse and harm. So they use the game to, you know, spread the knowledge about the dangers of alcohol.
Oh, yeah. So tell us more about the game then. What is the game about?
Well, the game, like I said, it's basically an adventure game, heavily narrative driven, and the main theme of the game is alcoholism, and the story is told from the viewpoint of a little girl called Lydia. So, and well, the game deals about alcoholism and how it affects people around the alcoholic in a way that it's a sickness, and we want to explore that topic from a different viewpoint. And it's also based on a couple of our, we had four founders when we started the company. Two of us had sort of experiences when they were younger. Their parents were alcoholics. So in a way, this game is really based on true emotions. It's not that the events themselves are not, well, of course, not exactly the same, but all the emotions and feelings are real in a way that it's based on real experiences.
I saw that too, that the game is heavily based on, you know, like you said, your team members' experiences on the subject matter. What was it like creating the game then with that in mind?
Well, when we developed game, we were part-time game developers. So it was really stressful in a way that we used all our evenings and weekends to develop the game. And we gathered once a month in my previous workplace. After everybody else went home on Friday, we gathered there because we all lived across Finland, different cities. So we came to my previous workplace. We stayed there for like 48 hours. We organized basically a small game jams of our own when we really really intensively developed the game. Like we didn't sleep, well, little or not at all sleep, and just coded like crazy. And, it was stressful, but at the same time, it was super fun. And it was sort of course, the topic is really, really grim, and it's really sort of a bleak topic. And the graphics, they are really sort of like a black and white. It's everything is so depressing, and it was hard. But at the same time, we had such a laugh developing the game. For example, we did this in one part of the game. There's this song when the characters are in a car, you can hear in the background. It's really sort of you can easily miss it. But and we could have just easily gotten some, you know, pop song and put it in our background. But no, we did the whole song ourselves, and we recorded the lyrics, and it was super, super fun. Crazy nonsense song, but it was something sort of let out some steams in a way. It's super fun.
Was it somewhat therapeutic as well?
Well, yeah. In a way, it was, yeah. And especially for the two guys who had these experiences, they said that it felt like a cathartic when the game was ready, and it was really well received. We got like a huge amount of feedback from players all around the world that they had different kinds of experiences, and they also sort of felt that the game helped them to cope with their feelings and understand that they are not the only ones with this kind of who have had this kind of experiences.
Yeah, so I guess that's one of the questions I'm going to ask. It sounds like the experience is important. What kind of experience do you hope that people get out of this game?
Well, we want to make people feel, we want to raise sort of real emotions. And we want the game to stick with the players long after they have finished playing the game. We want to make sure that the game sort of, it makes them think how they act and gives them something. Like I said previously, we want to make games that gives something extra to the people, make them think and make them feel and those kind of things.
So I find that really interesting and refreshing too, because I think a lot of people fail to realize that games can be a form of artwork too. And it sounds like that's your goal, is to have people walk away with a feeling after they play one of your games and have conversations about that. And that's exactly what artists want, right? Whether it be performing arts or visual arts, or in the case with games, games that you experience, right? Is that people walk away with an experience and talk about it after the game is finished.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what we want to achieve. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, like a lot of times I think that's not something that you get out of a lot of games. So that's really exciting. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier too is the style of the art. And you mentioned how it's bleak and it's dark. I would also use the word like abstract as well. Cause the characters are really interesting. It looks like books that I used to read as a kid, like storybooks. Can you tell us more about that art design?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's up from the viewpoint, the whole game deals this sort of really, really sort of a big topic. Mm. But the viewpoint is from the child's viewpoint. So we want to sort of go deep into this fantastic setting and use, exactly like you said, we want to use this sort of children's book kind of settings and toys and these sort of different abstract things and put them in this really, really sort of go to this inside the girl's head and try to make the player see what the girl sees and feels. So yeah, it's a really, and we have our graphic artist is a super talented guy, Henry. He has published several graphic novels, and he's really sort of talented in these kind of things. It's a super, super great to work with him. It's a talented guy.
Nice. So the game's coming to Nintendo Switch too, am I correct?
Yeah, actually next week, 17th of January.
What else is next for your company? What's next for Platonic Partnership?
We are currently developing our next game called King of Peasants. It's something completely different from Lydia. It's a really colorful, humoristic adventure game set in medieval times. And then we are also developing this audio-based gaming platform, which is really, really exciting stuff. So we have a lot of things in our plate at the moment, and we want to both of these, the audio platform and the King of Peasants, they are both coming out during this year. So this is going to be really, really exciting year for us.
Oh, wow, that's that's amazing! Two games in one year. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's we have. Although we are a small studio, but we are still sort of constantly trying to, we are expanding, and we are, at the moment, we are working in two different cities, and we have sort of good things going on, and we feel like we are really sort of just always constantly learning, and it's really, really sort of great to just, build new stuff and see whether it sticks, and it just feels good.
Nice. And how can people follow you on social media?
You know, the typical Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and it's you can find us by searching Platonic Partnership. I think that's the easiest way. Or to go to our website, there's a links to. So that's the best way to stay in contact and see what's coming.
Nice. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about Lydia and talking about your company, Platonic Partnership. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
The Dialogue Tree is hosted by Buzzsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast. The Dialogue Tree is also part of the Little Fella Media Podcast Network. The music for the podcast is from Blue Dot Sessions. The song is called Calm and Collected. You can follow us at GamerHeadsPC on Twitter or go to GamerHeadsPodcast.com for more information.